This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So during the last outbreak of armed extremism, which, of course, was the BLM riots of 2020, a former Army sergeant called Daniel Perry was driving for Uber in Austin, Texas. He was an Uber driver. He's in his car, and a mob of rioters surround him in the middle of the street and begin hitting his car. One member of the mob was a man called Garrett Foster. Foster is a militant with a history of waving his rifle at people. He approached Perry's driver's side window with an AK-47. Then he raised the rifle, and when he did that, Perry shot and killed him in self-defense. The lead detective in the case and the Austin police concluded it was a justified shooting. If that's not a justified shooting, there's no such thing. But because Austin, Texas, the justice system is overseen by a Soros-funded DA, Perry was charged with murder for defending himself. And tonight, we are sad to tell you, this man, a military veteran driving an Uber car, was convicted of murder. And what does that mean? It means that in the state of Texas, if you have the wrong politics, you're not allowed to defend yourself. So this is a legal atrocity. It's so obviously unjust that tonight we extended an invitation to the sitting governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, to come on this show on Monday. And we wanted to ask if he was considering a pardon for Daniel Perry. But for some reason, Governor Greg Abbott's office told us he just can't make it and that we should talk to the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, instead. So that is Greg Abbott's position. There is no right of self-defense in Texas. We're going to keep trying to reach the governor of Texas, get his views on that, and the attorney general for that matter.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much again for joining us here today. Let me plug my headset back in. I'm coming to you from a little makeshift studio. Steven Crowder, his crew was gracious enough to set up for us. We've now learned more developments. LMPD, 4 dead, 8 injured, including 2 officers from downtown Louisville shooting suspect. Alleged shooter identified as 25-year-old National Bank employee Connor Sturgeon. And this is just evil in society, ladies and gentlemen. We can put that on screen for folks. That it's now an option, an idea to go postal and go kill people when you are mad at him. They're now saying they think he committed suicide. Well, what is the answer for people like this? I played this earlier, but I'm going to play this again. And I saw this 2 years ago when this first happened. It's clip 2. We'll play it again with audio in a moment. People thought this was a zombie movie. No, this was real. Montgomery County deputy cleared after fatal shooting a man. This ties in everything else I'm about to cover with the George Soros garbage. That they tried to charge the police officer when people called and said this man is running around attacking people with clubs and breaking windows out. The officer gets out. He starts beating him over the head. Witnesses said, I read the court transcripts, that they didn't get footage the first few minutes. He hit the cop in the head a couple times, knocked his cap off, broke his police cam, body cam, and then on tape hits him a couple more times. And finally, he shoots him 12 times in the chest, which shows what a weak round the 9mm is. He shot that guy with a 30-06. I don't think he'd be standing. You know, that's more like the movies where he shoots somebody and they fly back a little bit, or at least you go back. I mean, I got to say, 9mm, even regular 45, I've just seen what it does. It 357 Magnum, which the cops always love, that when you shoot that into wood or shoot that into phone books that are wet, anything, you see it goes in 3, 4, 5 inches and opens up in mushrooms, but not 9mm. But the point is, what would you do when a crazy psycho is attacking you? And why would George Soros want to put you in jail for defending yourself? There's a larger plan, and we'll talk about it when we come back on the other side, joining some stations in T-minus 60 seconds. I'm going to go through the big Texas case, that's got so many people's attention. Infowars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, MadMaxWorld.tv. Please share those links. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited issue shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live on this live Monday, April 10th, 2023, worldwide transmission. I'm coming to you from North Texas, the secret location of Stephen Crowder's command base. Very nice facility, great people, wonderful folks. We appreciate all their professionalism and hospitality. It's great to be working with Stephen Crowder and co-hosting the show with him, and I'm going to be popping in from time to time doing that. Also coming up, is it Thursday or Friday night? Rob, look it up. I meant to look it up. They were telling me this weekend. I forget. Vulcan Gas Company, it's already sold out. I'm going to be speaking at an event and co-hosting with Tim Pool. I would imagine Joe Rogan is going to be coming by. And so look for that coming up. I forget. Type in Tim Pool comes to Austin. Because I sent it to my wife and said, hey, we're going to go to this. She said, hey, you said that's Thursday. That's Friday. It is Friday. It is Friday, 7 o'clock. Vulcan Gas Company, downtown Austin, 6th Street, so wear body armor. And I'm serious. I don't know why the hell they build those clubs down there, but they are nice clubs. I like the Vulcan Gas Company. Nice people. I hang out with Joe there all the time until he opened the mothership. Now that's two doors down. And that's, I think, sold out for a year now. And by the way, the great news is I went and saw a couple comedy shows there. Joe invited me to the premiere. And I was hanging out there with a lot of great patriots, like Curry and others, Adam Curry. And the entire, they had like eight comedians up, amazing comedians, Tim Dillon, you name it. But they were all anti-New World Order. They were all anti-woke. And what was refreshing, they weren't like a standard right-wing Republican anti-woke. They were scathing and hit them at every different angle you can imagine, and just absolutely excoriated them. And they're sold out for a year. You can buy tickets, I guess, $1,000 a piece from scalpers. So the hottest thing out there is anti-New World Order. And look, I don't just say that when I tell you about me. Oh, I'm famous. Oh, I'm successful. People love me. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm a major target. I'm demonized. I'm attacked. I'm lied about. The system's after me because they thought, oh, if we just destroy this one guy and they don't stand up for him, we can get them all. But now people realize they're coming after everybody. So I want to tell our enemies this because I'm just a gauge. I'm a sensor. I'm a weather vane on top of a barn. It tells you which way the wind's blowing. And again, I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. Listeners, you have your anonymity. You have your private lives. That is so valuable. I admire you. I envy you. Amazing. You just quietly spread the word, support the broadcast, support the broadcast. But before I had all this negative news, I want to restate this to our enemies. No wonder you want to start World War III and just overturn the chessboard, because you know you've lost your ass. You're like Skynet in the 1980s Terminator movie that's already lost in the future. So you want to send your Terminator back to the past. Well, guess what? You don't have time machines. So all they can do is start a nuclear war or a total crash, or a new viral release, or all three at the same time, and hope we buy them as the saviors so they maintain and continue control. I don't see that happening as we expose them, as we point out what liars they are. Even the Nazi Schwarzenegger, who says he loves Hitler, has come out and said, I want to apologize to all of you. I did not mean it when I said, screw you, screw your freedom. You will take shots. You will stay in your dirty little house. You will wear your mask. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. They've been doing it for a long time. And, I mean, I'll just tell you. It's crazy. And I'm at the news. I go all over the place, most of the time without security. I go to a big public event, I got to bring security. And when Trump first got elected, if I walk down the street walking my dog, cars will ride by honking, but somebody pull over and say you're a Russian and spit at me or throw their drink out the window and it happened to me, dump coffee on my head. It's been caught on video a lot. But for every time it gets caught on video, it would happen 10 more times. It was rough. Roger Stone talked about it. This is a gauge, though. Starting about 3 years ago, right before they stole the election from Trump, it went down to I'm getting yelled at in the grocery store once a month, not every time I go. Then they steal the election from Trump. Everybody sees COVID as a fraud. And now, knock on wood, it has been 6 months at least, and I go everywhere. I mean, I go get my dry cleaning. I go wash my car. I go to the grocery store. I go pick up dinner when my wife doesn't want to cook it. I go to the events. I go everywhere. It has been, I was thinking about this morning driving up to Dallas from Austin. It's probably been 8 months, actually. Maybe longer since I've had one person say, screw you. One person attack me. Other than, I guess, the Connecticut and Texas show trials. I got yelled at a little bit there. But other than that, I mean, what happened to the New World Order, folks? I'm the most demonized guy other than Trump. I'm the worst person the planet's ever seen. I am Satan incarnate. And the last three times, and I'm not bragging. Again, I'm letting you know the good news. The last three times I went to restaurants and I went out to eat Saturday before I went with my parents for Easter. We did it early. And we dyed eggs. And I'm in a side room they just put me in, figuring I want to be left alone. And they seat one family later because the restaurant was full in the private room with me. And it's a big private room, like six tables. I'm over in the corner. My back's turned. I order the food. I eat. It's all paid for. The last three times I went out to eat, my dinner was paid for. But it gets crazier. I go into a convenience store because my wife wants me to pick up a six-pack of beer for her before I'm going home, and I get some ice cream. And I walk up to the guy at the counter. This is yesterday. Because I didn't do the show live on Sunday, but I was at the office working about 2 o'clock. And I come in, I get some gas, and I come in. And I come up with the ice cream and the beer. And the guy goes, you know, this is free. And I said, no. He goes, I'm going to pay for it. Anything else you want here? And I'm like, no, I really appreciate this. I said, great. Thanks for challenging the narrative. Thanks for flipping the paradigm. So I want the enemies of this broadcast to know the American people aren't as stupid as you think they are. And if you take a gauge of how I've been treated in my 29 years on air, in like a week, it'll be 29 years. It is a spectacular turnaround. So as bad as everything is, folks, you don't have the misfortune of being a public figure and being famous. I do. I did it because it was the right thing to do. I did it for the right reasons. I had a very pure heart. Not perfect, but when it came to wanting to be famous or powerful, I had a pure heart on that. I didn't care about that. You know, when it comes to like having a good time and, you know, women and stuff, I'm kind of been a little devil here and there, and I've repented of that. But in my saga, in my journey, in my quest, I can report to you, ladies and gentlemen, that they are destroyed. I mean, let me tell you, I live in communist Austin, Texas. And if my family wants to meet, my folks, like at least every week or two, they like to go out to restaurants, or my wife wants to go out to dinner, I go out to dinner, and almost every time my dinner gets bought, almost every time I get given free drinks, every time I get mobbed by everybody. So what does that say? It says the New World Order is a paper tiger. The New World Order is a giant stinking joke. Because of your effort and your prayer and you taking action and you speaking out and you getting involved and you being interfaced and you loving God and praying, we have not come out of the woods yet. But we are kicking some New World Order ass. God is kicking New World Order butt. So praise God. I'm very humble. I'm very thankful for all your support. But here's the problem. I'll talk about it when we come back. And I'll get into all of the news and the Soros rulings. If the globalists know they're losing and this bad, what are they going to do? And that's why we shouldn't be celebrating quite yet. We'll be right back. Band.video. Please stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, I did not just spend a 10-minute segment with 1,000,000,000% clear, infinity clear, talking about, oh, I'm popular, oh, I'm winning. It's not about me. I'm a gauge, and I'm telling you folks, they are screwed. I went to Mexico a month ago or over a month ago for 5 days with my family, my parents, my wife, children. And the Mexicans almost all knew who I was and were coming up about the New World Order. My wife can speak good Spanish. She took it in college. They're like, they're saying positive things. They hate the system. You know, they know what's going on. What do you think of the Mexican president? You know, he supports Trump. You know, he's a socialist. It was just wild. They have, and it's not that I'm that good. It's not that Alex Jones is that great. It's that people go, wait, we hate the system. The system's corrupt. The system's at war with us. If they're attacking this guy, he must be good. And that's what's so incredible about this, despite all the censorship, all the attacks. We as a family are stronger than ever. But now that leads us to the next topic. Let's not celebrate because we haven't won the war yet. We're starting to win battles. George Washington lost the first 5 years of the war. He only won the last 6 months. Perseverance is what got him there. And all of us are in that same foxhole like George Washington right now. The enemy is going to defund the police, not that they're perfect. They're going to weaponize, which they've done, the criminal justice system. They're going to try to tank the economy, which they're doing by design, to make things so bad, we will accept the central bank digital currency. We will accept the wars. We will accept whatever they say. We'll accept the censorship. We'll accept the Restrict Act to take over the Internet. We'll accept it. But I'm just proud of everybody, and I really mean that, folks. I am proud of you because most people don't fight tyranny and win in their lifetimes. We have a really good chance because God's on our side to turn this around. Doesn't mean we'll have a utopia. Doesn't mean we're offering some panacea like the communists do, but something a lot better than this. 1950 America 2.0. People say, oh, 1950 before they got rid of segregation. It was the 1950s veterans that came home from World War II and said, we didn't go fight Hitler and all this to then have tyranny here at home. Black people are going to get the same treatment as everybody else. My grandfather, who I'm very proud of, my dad's dad, man's man, amazing guy, manliest man I ever knew. Didn't even need to act manly. He was just so manly, it was ridiculous. He was the first Republican in our family, and my family in East Texas has been here since the 1820s. He was the first person in the family to be a Republican. And members of his family, some of them didn't talk to him for years. When he became an Eisenhower Republican, ran for local office, won, and they were loved by the black people because they were really trying to help everybody. But my grandfather, it was a county tax assessor and things like that. He didn't just cut the taxes on the black people. He had a rule. If people are poor, he'd go out and look at their house. He'd go talk to them. You know what? You don't get any property taxes. And that's a true government that actually cares about the people. You look at Joe Biden hired 87,000. I got new video of their armed agents they're hiring. 87,000 to literally attack working poor people of every race, color, and creed. So we're far from out of the woods here, ladies and gentlemen. But we at least know that we're in the woods. We at least know we're up the creek, but here's the good news. We got a paddle. We got justice and truth and our will. And we have to recognize what's going on and what's happening. And we've got to stand together and not be the fake Robin Hoods of the left that say they're going to go after the rich but actually go after the poor. We're not communist Robin Hoods that are going to redistribute wealth. We're just not going to tax poor people. Because you put all the poor people together, all their taxes don't amount to 6%. It's a lie. You shouldn't tax poor people. It's only done in countries that want to suppress their population. So all that said, they're going to hit us with war. They're going to hit us with economic collapse. They're going to hit us everything they got. But as long as we know they're the ones behind it, while they gaslight us and say, screw your freedom, if we just hold the line and don't back down, it's going to be them that lose. So it's a big Zero Hedge article, ZeroHedge.com. It's up on Infowars.com. I suggest, because I could, maybe tomorrow, I may do a whole hour on this. I mean, don't tempt me. An hour and a half of the transgender cult Friday was pretty powerful. Kind of old school Alex Jones, where I just come in with one topic and do that instead of trying to hit everything. This article should send chills up your spine because the commercial and the residential and the car loan market is in cardiac arrest. People are not paying their loans, and that isn't an indicator. That's a guarantee. Like you're on TV, you're watching some footage out of Nigeria where somebody walks up and hits somebody in the neck with a machete and it cuts their hat, their neck, and their head falls over. You know that person died. Well, they've already hacked us in the neck. The good news is we can always regenerate. A person dies, a system can regenerate and rise from the ashes, like Christ. And that's the archetype you have to understand. So, yeah, they already hit us in the neck with a machete, full power. They already hacked all the way halfway through, blood spraying outside. We are... You can guarantee that if you think things are economically bad now, ladies and gentlemen, they admit food shortages, everything. I'm not here being negative about that. I'm getting you ready. I know you're already ready. Most of you already know more than I do. But you've got to know who did it. Because if you don't blame them for what they've done, they're not just going to get away with it. They are going to pose as saviors the entire time. So, echoes of New Century's collapse. That was the big bank. Amid sudden fire sale of real estate loans, as one bank sees a 40% downside, on average is close to 20% downside. And you go through these graphs, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at this graph right here. This is a, how many year graph is this? This is a year and a half graph. And if you look at this graph, I can pull it up. Look right here. It's in the negative. And they go further there, showing five-year graphs, 10-year graphs. Yeah, there it is on screen. Do you have any idea what this means? I think you do. People are not paying their loans. And then look at the next graph. Look at how loans are at all-time highs. Credit card loans, car loans, commercial real estate loans. They're all at record time highs. Just go to the next slide on the article. There it is. They're all at all-time highs. So you have record default. Yeah, both graphs are by each other. You've got people defaulting down there at record levels, and then you've got the graph next to it about the loans. What does that tell you? And again, I'm not up here the harbinger of doom. I'm not Mr. We're all screwed. No. If we're awake, if we know how we're being screwed, and if we know who did it, we can always rebuild. We have the infrastructure. We have the know-how. We have the people. But not if we're race-warring, and not if we got district attorneys allowing people to riot and kill people and not get in trouble. Owen Troyer's coming up. He'll ride shotgun with me. Then Revenge of the Sith is going to be coming in close with him right into the fourth hour. But I want to come back and get into the grand jury and get into of the jury and get into this prosecutor and as the Soros model and why they're doing this and how we can stop them. We'll be right back. MadMaxWorld.tv, MadMaxWorld.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out, and there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So we are in the middle of the fight of our lives right now with the globalists, and we are starting to win, praise God. And I want to, again, thank you all and to burn your brains how important you are. I'm going to bring Owen Schroyer in here to talk about the Texas case that's gotten international attention, not just national attention, and it makes my brain burn. We have a great crew, but there's so many clips they can never get them all together. But I'm going to try tonight when I get back to Austin from Stephen Crowder Studios outside Dallas, and I'm going to try to get Savannah Hernandez and Owen Schroyer footage we have of them burning cars and houses and blocking highways and pointing guns at families. And because this happened all over the country, but it happened really bad at Austin, not as bad as Portland, not as bad as Seattle, not as bad as, you know, Kenosha, not as bad as some areas or St. Louis, but it happened bad. I mean, 50, 60 times. And now they've been chasing police the last few months when they come to events with people shooting guns and burning things down, they just chase the police out. And you have people like the man that got shot, Garrett Foster, saying, well, I'm out here with my gun, and you know, if I use it on the police, they'll shoot me. Use a gun on police. What's that mean? Well, 2 + 2 = 4. Use a gun on police. You use a gun. You know, use a gun. And then he goes up, and we have the photo, aims it at him in the car, and he gets killed. In fact, pull up Garrett Foster, aims gun. There's that still shot of video of him. Just like he said, aiming it at him. Car stopped. He shoots him. These people are out there live-action role-playing. They're LARPing, randomly messing with cars. I mean, I got courage, but I'm not going to risk my life for no reason. Unless I'm saving one of my kids. I'm not going to run around on a highway and a road and run up to cars and then guns. I mean, you're going to die doing that. And so the police, of course, said, and we told him stop lifting his gun or we were going to shoot him. And they warned him. He was going around with a gun downtown like this. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? And so that's why I've shown this Montgomery County case where the cops get called. This guy's attacking cars, running around like a zombie, gets out, knocks the cop in the head, knocks his hat off, starts hitting him. Cop shoots him 12 times, barely stops him. They tried to indict him 2 weeks ago. Nobody's even talking about this. Well, not tomorrow. I'm covering it in detail. I've already mentioned it a bunch, but a garage attendant in New York City sees a guy breaking in cars. He walks over. The guy pulls a gun, shoots the garage attendant. He wrestles it away, shoots him. D.A. Alvin Bragg indicts him. You hear these stories, and they don't sound real, folks, because it's crazy. It's designed to destroy society. If they can't get your guns, they're going to make it illegal for you to defend yourself. We're going to go to Owen Schroyer, play some of these clips here in a moment, and talk about it with him. But we got some good news. The bad news is we've been sold out of a bunch of our best-selling products that fund us and make sure we can operate and have crew and reporters to go cover major events and stay on air. The good news is some of the products are finally coming back. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, and to cut down on the price, it's not individual packets. There's even more of it now. It's in a canister container. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Separately, we're almost sold out of DNA Force Plus. It'll be months till we get more. We're selling out very close. We'll be sold out of DNA Force in like a week. We'll be sold out of Real Red Pill in about 2 weeks. They're still both 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds the operation. But use these products. See how amazing they are. You want to take your immune system to the next level, DNA Force Plus. Your stamina, your energy, your youth. You want to take Red Real Pill Plus, your energy. Boom, Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now, get it, and help keep us on air, a 360 win. Owen Schroyer. My friend, I wanted to get you on today, and Revenge of the Sith guys are going to be in studio with you. I'll continue on with you as well. But, man, this has really captured the world's attention. Them lying and saying you try to run over a crowd despite all the video and all the evidence. The footage of the gun being aimed down at him as well. I don't know if we found that clip, but I can probably pull it up on my phone. It's a Garrett Foster points gun at Daniel Perry. I know Crowder today showed it like 10 times. We showed it many times before, but he's got the gun down aimed right at him, ladies and gentlemen. And then this district attorney holds back evidence, does all this, and has a kept Austin jury give him potentially many, many, many years in prison. Yeah, there's the footage of his stop car, knocks on the window, lifts it up, looks down the barrel at him to an Army veteran. What do you think's about to happen? Look. I'd rather be tried by 9 than carried by 6, as pallbearers. And I don't know what you're supposed to do when somebody comes up and points an AK-47 at you with the barrel shoved in your window. And again, I've been critical of the police. I've seen some checkpoints looking for bank robbers, and the cops are aiming guns at people. Hey, you don't know the guys in that car. Don't aim your gun at them. Now, I pull up the police checkpoint, they're aiming guns at me. I don't have my hands up. I'm not going to shoot the cops. But I'm still pissed. Okay, I'm probably going to file a lawsuit. Give me a deadly weapon for no reason. This son of a bitch, and I'm not happy this blob got killed, but he's out there live-action role-playing on a power trip aiming guns at people. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen. Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's pretty obvious from anybody who's being honest that the man pointing the gun is the one in the wrong here. And it's ridiculous that we even have to have this debate, and that's what's so sad. But the problem is, Alex, we feel we do have to have this debate, even though the debate is over. It's kind of like the transgenderism thing. We all know men can't be women. We all know men can't be pregnant. Now, here we are having to have that debate, in a way a distraction, but it's not a real distraction because it's like, no, we have to keep truth, truth. We have to keep reality, reality. But the problem is, Alex, the left is now learning that they're above the law. They're getting it now, and they know the whole system is now rigged for them to break the law. Just look at what happens when a trans individual goes in, kills a bunch of kids at a school, and then the shooter gets memorialized, and the shooter is the victim, and the media is praising the shooter. But here's what,
exactly. That's why Soros took over, was to greenlight his people being violent.
And now they know. They've clearly gotten the message now. And after this case in Austin, it's going to be even worse. I mean, they're going to be having guns everywhere. And what I think is going to happen, Alex, in fact, I have this in my stack today. I was going to cover this. I'll bring it up with you now and get your foresight on this. They just passed an assault weapon ban in the state of Washington. Joe Biden has said he wants to do an assault weapon ban. So really what they want to do, I think, is they want to disarm the American people, but they want to arm their own people. And so they're going to have all these little groups, like Obama said, these little citizen activist police force groups, and they'll actually get guns. And so you'll have a team of clown-faced, transgendered individuals walking around your neighborhood with guns, intimidating you, bullying you, and you won't be allowed to have one. You're the law-abiding citizen. And here's where the people are going to have to face this.
That is exactly, it's a Maoist takeover. Stay there. Guys, get the clip. Obama talks about civilian military force. He goes, we need a domestic force just as big and just as strong as our military. Go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to say, this is where the people are really going to, because we have to look at ourselves and say, at what point do we have to make a strategic decision to no longer support the police? Because as an institution, I want to support the police. As the individuals that are the good guys, I want to support the police. But Alex, as I'm sure you're aware, anybody in Austin knows that Austin has become pretty much lawlessness for the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, really bad, folks. But now they've sent in DPS and state troopers to harass the local law-abiding citizens. I got pulled over twice this week. Harassed because I have a registration tag that's expired. And, you know, I cooperated and I was nice because I know they're just doing their job. But it's like, wait a second. You know what? I've got multiple assault charges that have been pending for years. I've got multiple death threat cases that have been pending for years. I've got a hit and run case that's been pending for almost a year. And I get pulled
over. You just said it. You just said it. They won't respond to killers, rapists, and murderers. They sick the DPS that just writes tickets on the highway. That's all they know how to do. I totally agree. We'll come back and talk about it.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show on this Monday edition. I was sure to cut off telling a story about suddenly they went from 1,400 police to 800 police in Austin. More are leaving because of the harassment. Now you see state police cars, but state police are trained to pull you over for inspection stickers or, you know, things like that. And so that's all they're doing. They're not responding to crime. And even if you send criminals, robbers, you name it, to the district attorney, he lets them out. Same story all over the country. So this is the master plan. We have the Obama clip. This is Obama when he was running for office in 2007. So we need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. Here it is.
And we're going to grow our foreign service, open consulates that have been shuttered, and double the size of the Peace Corps by 2011 to renew our diplomacy. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And so when he talked about foreign stuff, it was really the Strong Cities Initiative of the UN. Right before he left office, they put it into place for social workers. But they're not social workers. They're to organize the mob to go out and attack. Owen, finish your point.
Well, it was one thing, Alex, and I know you had talked about this before on your show, just so people get a little context. When there is no law enforcement in Austin, and okay, I'm driving around town and maybe I've got an expired registration tag, or, you know, maybe I'm going 80, 90 miles an hour, and yeah, okay, maybe that's not the best, but hey, I'm not getting harassed by police, and neither is the guy that assaulted me, neither are the people that death threat me, neither are the people that hit and run me. So you know what? Fine. If it's going to be no law enforcement, no government intervention in anybody's life, then okay, fine. I won't complain that you're not going to go after real criminals. You're not harassing me. Fine. Fair enough.
Exactly. If it's Mad Max world, so be it. But here come the state police. Just like when Abbott puts the military on the border, all they do is organize transferring the illegals over the border.
So again, it's not like we're out here committing crimes. I'm talking about a sticker on my windshield, folks. A sticker. And I'm getting harassed over that. But there's real criminals that are making this city completely lawless. I mean, anybody who's visited Austin in the last couple years that's been here before has noticed, huh, there's a real seedy, criminal, deranged, homeless, poverty, crime element in this town that I've never seen before. Entire tent cities that we'd normally only see in Portland or Los Angeles are now popping up in major tourist attraction areas here in Austin.
Well, did you get a ticket or did you explain to the state police, hey, why aren't you stopping the criminals?
No, I mean, I got a warning, but I didn't, like I said, Alex, we'll see. If this trend continues, then maybe I'll give the next trooper that pulls me over an earful. I didn't feel like doing that. They're just here trying to do a job. They know that it's gotten out of hand, and that's why they're here. So if it's, okay, you know, we're going to kind of pull over everybody once and just make sure we're finding stuff out, okay, fine. But if the harassment continues, then maybe the next time I'll give the DPS officer or the state trooper an earful and say, you know, I've been pulled over by you guys multiple times now this month, and yet here's I can give you a handful of pending charges of actual criminals against me, many times with police as eyewitnesses to these assaults. I've talked to the detectives. They know how it goes. As soon as it's Owen Schroyer and the pending charges, nobody's going to do anything. But, oh, they'll pull me over, Alex. They'll pull me over because my sticker on my windshield is not up to date.
Well, that's because citizens are an easy target. So, looking at China encircling Taiwan, it's now happened. Looking at Russia and that war in Ukraine, looking at the real estate market and the loans on the cars going belly up, we can now see we're in the crisis right now. They put us in this crisis. The question is the public seeing through it?
Well, I hope the public is getting prepared because the threat to the U.S. dollar is so real right now, Alex. I don't know if it's really something we can actually fully comprehend or understand until the bottom falls out. And I was saying last week that the big warning sign I'm waiting for is to see what Japan does with all this geopolitical realignment. Japan's supposed to be one of our strongest allies, and now to see Japan...
And is now not going along with the Russian oil embargo.
And is saying they're going to be willing to do oil deals and international trade deals not using the U.S. dollar. So, I mean, if Japan is going to the international stage with that, I don't think people realize how much trouble we're in. And Joe Biden is, I mean, doing nothing. You know, Joe Biden is doing nothing. The house is on fire, and he's sitting in the front lawn in a hammock, you know, having an ice cream cone with little Johnny, telling them how good he looks, sniffing his neck. So there should be red flags going off all over America right now. And quite frankly, if we had a real president, he'd be going to Japan tomorrow. He'd be flying to Japan and saying, we need to talk about this.
Well, even bigger than Japan, you're right to bring up Japan. Saudi Arabia said last week that we're no longer going to carry the United States, and they're going to the BRICS. So this is all happening. That's why we've got to have maximum effort exposing the globalists, maximum effort calling for peace. I'm really worried about them staging false flags because that's the only thing that's going to try to, you know, get them to the position they need to be in for their domestic takeover on.
Well, and again, I don't want to be doom and gloom because I see the awakening happening, Alex. I know you see it too. I see good people actually standing up and putting their foot and their hands into the gears and the levers of the corrupt establishment to try to slow this thing down so maybe we can restore this country. But it's really going to come down to the uninformed masses that are still out there and where they're going to fall. Are they going to go along with the tyranny because it seems like it's more convenient and easier at the time to go along and get along? Or, as you were saying earlier, are they going to understand, wait a second, these people are the real threat. These people are the real criminals. You know, I might be afraid of what's to come because it's a mystery, but I know if I go into the central bank digital currency, I know if I sign on to the smart city grid, I know if I get into the medical tyranny, that's it for me. I'm done. I'm a slave at that point.
Well, that's really the answer is you, people say, why are they destroying things? Why are they? It's war. They are annihilating the infrastructure to bring in their new system once we're on our knees. And people need to understand that if you just go along with the new system, then it only gets worse. And the good news is, just like with COVID, they thought they had us. Screw your freedom, said Schwarzenegger. Now all the CNN hosts, others are apologizing, saying they were wrong. Schwarzenegger saying he was wrong. Now, we know they're scumbags, but they know it blew up in their face. It hurt them bad to do this, so now they want us to forgive them so they can do it again. No, we don't forgive them.
And we have to remember that the whole thing was planned. It was not an organic event that they responded to out of the goodness of their hearts and their good Samaritan humanitarian efforts. No, they planned the whole thing. And guess what, Alex? They're telling us they're getting ready to plan another one. Biden, Fauci, both. Oh, there's going to be another pandemic. I mean, when are these bastards going to finally face some justice? So, see, this is, Alex, this is what's so frustrating about the whole local police issue. If they're doing it at the local level, imagine what's going on at the state level, at the national level, at the international level. You know, that's just a microcosm of the corruption at the top. Eventually, that's going to get down to us, and that's when you see it. When you drive down the street, and you've got criminal activity taken off, and you don't even feel safe in your own neighborhood anymore, but the real criminals at the top are the ones running the whole thing, funding the attorneys, funding the justices. I mean, I don't know how much you've been watching or covering this, Alex. They've basically caught Act Blue, the Democrat Party funding group. I mean, they basically caught them stealing millions of dollars.
Well, starting with Veritas and then others, they go to these people's houses who make thousands of donations, thousands, hundreds and hundreds in some cases, and no, I've never given a donation. They're using their names to launder money. Yes, the Democratic Party is fully weaponized, fully, absolutely criminal. You're going to be co-hosting coming up in the next hour. We're going to have Revenge of the Sis in studio. What are some of the topics you want to get into, Owen?
Well, you know, it's funny, Revenge of the Sis, they named their show that as kind of a joke. Like, hey, you know, normal binary biology is going to have its time again, right? But we're kind of in the reverse reality of that. And now with this shooter in Kentucky with the he, him pronouns in the bio, I don't know too many right-wing people that put that in the bio. So we'll probably getting into that. And then now you had this assault against the female swimmer, Riley Gaines. She goes and tours the country and does speeches, you know, pro-woman, an actual feminist pro-woman that wants girls to be able to compete in sports and succeed and not get trampled and beaten by men. And so now she gets attacked, and just on theme, like we were talking earlier, she gets attacked. And then the San Francisco State University, where she gets attacked, they say, oh, no, she didn't get attacked. Those were peaceful protesters. She was the violent one. And you can watch the video.
The head of the university said, we appreciate the courage of those that attacked her. Hour number three coming up, a special guest host, as usual, the great Gerald Celente. Hour number four, Owen Schroyer, myself, and Revenge of the Sis coming up next hour. Turbo Force has been sold out for 8 months. The amazing, our strongest nootropic. It's so good for your body, so good for your brain. 10-hour clean energy. It's back in stock. Discounted massively. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number three is straight ahead. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.